More letters from God and His Christ. Embracing the Promise. May 28, 2011. From the Lord, our God and Savior. A letter given to Jace for men's fellowship and for all those who have ears to hear. Jace speaking. Brothers, it's time to grow wise in the Lord, to become men of promise, servants who learn of His ways at every opportunity and also do them. Disciples who walk uprightly before God with a heart that seeks the heart of our Father always, with a mind that delights in the Son. Seeing with eyes renewed, eyes that desire always, in every season, to behold the glory of the Lord. Hearing with ears that rejoice in the sound of His love, moment by moment, as we fall deeper into Him. It is time to put off the old nature and embrace that which is found and received only in Mashiach. For the Lord has looked upon His children and remains by their side. Yet to many He goes unnoticed, for they will not believe. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord and make way for His coming. For the Holy One has spoken, and judgment has come in, according to the word of His mouth. And still many will not believe. Therefore, thus says the Lord, what shall I do, my sons? What more shall be done to awaken this hard and rebellious people? For I shall surely do all I have purposed in my heart to do, before the time. And after, I shall surely accomplish all I have spoken. For I have indeed made all my plans known to my servants, the prophets, before the time, that you might come to truly know me as I am, and be my treasured ones. Yet the way of the Lord is not known, and among my own it goes greatly unheeded. Yea, the knowledge of the Holy One is void in all the earth. The voice of the Lord speaks to all His sheep, yet the ears of the people are deaf, and their hearts are calloused and very hard. Therefore does the voice of the shepherd remain unheard amongst His sheep. Therefore is it rejected by the multitude. Even amongst my chosen, it goes greatly unheeded. How can this be, my sons? Am I not your father? Are you not my children? Yet very few have come out to embrace me, to accept these healing wings, that you might take flight, high and lifted up. For it is time. Therefore I ask you, which one among you loves me more than these? For I delight in those who love me. My light shines in the eyes of the redeemed. I reign in the hearts of my beloved, in all those who bow down and give me glory. I am the Lord.